Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Here reporting from Big Bear, California, where the weather is cold. And
I'm here in sunny Mexico, where the weather is a dream.
Okay, that's why I have my sweater on, my bra straps falling off. I'm just a mess. I have 2 hours of press, virtual press after this. For Traitors, which is airing this Friday, guys, on Peacock. The first three episodes are going to drop. Super excited about it.
Oh, they're going to drop all three at once like they did, like Legacy.
Yes. And then it's...
good binging.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. I haven't seen it. I'm so bummed. We don't get to see screeners. We don't get to see the screeners. No, they're very top-notch there.
Huh.
Very, very secretive. And we had no phones. We had nothing. We couldn't take pictures. We can't see screeners. So very secretive over there.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be really good because there's something that I wanted to let you know that happened. Not us trending on Twitter because of all, I mean, you should see the question.
Because,
right
you
now.
Know, I got called a traitor.
Yeah, because you got called a traitor.
Yeah.
But while you were, hashtag not making friends, I made a new friend.
Who?
Kate Chastain.
Chastain
slid into my DMs.
Well, I'll tell you, after you posted the thing about my Stanley,
yeah,
right here, she said, oh my God, Teddy's such a good sport or something like that. I can't remember. I have to look at my phone. And then we started talking and I said, like, I know you'll love her, you know? And she's like, I don't know why she gets so much hate.
She sent me a message and she's like, listen, she's like, I always wanted to have, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but she's like, I wanted to get in the world of commenting on these shows. And I, you know, in hindsight, I feel bad for all the shit that I said about you, but you've always been such a good sport about it. And I was like, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. If I was mad at every mean tweet that I got, I would be like laying down in the fetal position 24/7. But then she was like, I was with someone at Bravo and we were actually talking about how much you and I would actually get along. And I was like, you know, I'm not gonna count my chickens before they hatch, but this just feels like improvement.
I know. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think she particularly liked me when I met her at the first RavoCon 2019, because Brandy had said to me, yeah, Kate said you were a bitch to her or something like that. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, what? I I wasn't. I'm like, oh my God, this is a misunderstanding. So we started out on rocky ground as well.
Yeah. Well, I think she had forgotten about, cause she said something like, we've never even really met. I think my first BravoCon, my squash the beef was with her.
It was?
But I don't remember if it was at BravoCon or it was like a special Watch What Happens Live episode. No, it was at BravoCon.
I don't even remember that. Did you guys actually squash it? And what was the beef?
I don't even remember the beef. She was saying things about, she would live tweet during Beverly Hills. And then like I popped off one time. And so that it wasn't even a big beef. But the point is I've never had, like, other than her not liking me, I've never watched Below Deck. I don't have any big opinions on it. So I want
to go ahead and insult her.
No,
I've never watched your show.
Well, no, I'm excited because if a friend of Tam should be a friend of mine, but not according to what we've been seeing on the World Wide Web. Some of our additional questions. What is happening? What is happening?
I don't even know where to start, where I can't give away too much because obviously you guys, we're going into production next week. And I have a feeling this might be brought up. I will not talk the Shannon of it all because obviously she is on the show and Vicky is not. So yeah. Where it all started, like I did, you know, I said on the podcast months ago that I didn't really feel comfortable going and doing another Trace and Megan show after Shannon's DUI. I was pretty much strong-armed into doing the show.
I mean, you had told us like you weren't going to do it even then. You were like, I don't feel comfortable.
I just didn't feel like it was a good idea. Right.
Right.
So, you know, that obviously caused a little bit of tension, but ultimately I ended up doing it. You know, me and Shannon had a little falling out before Thanksgiving. It was nothing major. It was just kind of the icing on the cake for me where I couldn't hold back. I've done nothing to Vicky at all. When we did the last one in Phoenix, the last show in Phoenix, we had lunch with the manager they hired. Not me. I was in Scotland. They hired a manager. They hired.
A manager for the live shows.
Yeah. An agency. Paris. He's a very nice guy. Started LLC, did all these things. I did not have anything to do with that. Bank account that I was refusing to give my information because I didn't know what my future was on this because quite frankly, I don't have the time. And They're talking about doing, you know, every other weekend, going and traveling. I don't have the time for that. So we had a meeting, we sat down in Arizona it was, and I basically said, I have a very busy schedule and then filming's going to start. I have Traders Press coming out. I have the Traders Reunion to do. And I said that I think that you should find a backup because I don't know how much I can commit to it. And then, you know, the falling out with Shannon. And then I got a text message from the manager, not from Vicky, not from Shannon. And it said, you know, hey, Tamara, there's an opportunity in Texas for you guys to do a show. And I said, you know, at this time, I want to say goodbye to Trace Amigas. It's not suiting me right now after the last show experience. I just didn't feel comfortable. And I thought it was time for me to move on. So not one of them reached out to me to ask me to do this show. In fact, in his text message, he told me both Shannon and Vicky have agreed to do this show and Doug, and it all lies on you, which I thought was a pretty shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and when I did say no, not one of them called me to ask me why. What's, you know, I think they knew.
Right.
What I'm trying to say, there was already some tension there. Now, I had told them at the meeting, I said, listen, I have a lot going on. And I do have this live podcast that we're doing that had been scheduled months ago.
But let's also be clear. How long has Two Teas in a Pod been going on? What are we almost at 3 years?
We're past two. Yeah. We 2 years.
We're over December. 2 years. So when we talk contracts and long-term things, we are in a long-term thing and we are going to go with the flow with what our employers say the next step is. So if the next step is a live show, that's what it is.
Right.
After we had such a ginormous BravoCon, of course we're going to take that next big thing for us. This is a business for us.
This is a business for us. This is not like, this is a special event. This is not like, oh, we're going on a world tour with this. Like that's not what's happening.
But who knows what would come of it. Exactly. But the point is, both could have existed at the same time. This didn't take anything away from that.
Yeah.
So you can't blame two teas in a pod. We got together and we're like, oh, F Vicky and Shannon, and we don't want them to do well. So now we're teaming up. Like, yeah. No, yes, of course. Get your tickets on Ticketmaster.com. Come January 25th to our show in San Fran.
Shameless plug right there.
Shameless plug. But they both could have happened. Like that wasn't why there was an end.
This is the thing. They never reached out to me, nothing. And I started texting with Vicky and she wouldn't respond to my text message. And you flash forward and then Vicky starts shading me in the press a couple weeks ago. And
what'd she say?
She was just basically saying, because she wasn't asked back, she won't throw napkins in people's faces, she won't swear at people. She was just insinuating, like, you know, things about me. And I thought, and I took the high road because I know how badly she wanted to be back on the show. I didn't want to add fuel to the fire and all that stuff. And then they announced their two women show on social media. Now, all Vicky did was send me a text message that was very mean. It went after my character. Now, this was weeks ago, after my character. And I'm like, whoa, okay, well, you know, whatever. So when they announced their show and then Vicky reposts something that said, something about the two tea holes or something like their shows. And I thought, how rude. So I just decided I was going to be a little cheeky. I didn't mention their live show. In fact, when people wrote about it or DM'd me about it, and I said, I hope them success. That's all I hope. And, you know, they could have easily, you know, all the comments were, where's Tamara? Da, da, da. They could have easily said something.
Yeah.
They could have easily said, like, you know, Tamara's doesn't have the time right now. And, but they didn't, they just let people bash me. So I got cheeky and I said, uno, dos, tres. And
me, you and Emily.
Yeah. And then, all hell broke loose and I got a DM, not even a text message, a DM from Vicky, you know, going off on me. I'm not going to read it or anything like that, but it was pretty nasty, really nasty. Accused me of things that haven't done. Now they've been feeding stories to a certain somebody that has been bashing me, talking horribly about me. They have given private information about me to this person that is in return talking about me in a negative light, which I thought is really shitty. And then Vicky comes after me about my loyalty. I said, my loyalty? I have been
She never once supported you in anything.
No,
anything she supported about you is selfish for her.
I have always been there for her. Always.
Even at BravoCon, you took up for Vicky. Even after all the shitty things she's done to me, I was the one that got the call from you. Teddy, you shouldn't have done that with Vicky. You should have blah, blah, blah. Just squash the beef. Even though she was repeatedly the one to come for me. And I realized that, you know, I have continuously said she's good television, she's these things. I've given compliments, she's never cared. But this is where I draw the line, because I did a little research. And one of the things that Vicky said hurt her the most throughout the years is when one of her castmates called her Miss Piggy, when somebody went after her looks.
Yeah.
And what she's just done about me and calling me ugly and disgusting and a terrible human being, like,
Those of you that don't know, I shared the DMs with Teddy, and, you know, there was a part in there where Vicky, she instantly goes after Teddy and said those things. So that's about all I can share with you, but just that she was ugly and all. And I'm like, what, really? Who are you to go after anybody's looks?
Like, I don't care. Say I'm obnoxious or say that I'm jealous of the friendship that you guys have formed or whatever it is that you want to say. But pretending to be so above something and then going after somebody's looks, especially anybody that knows what I've been going. And I'm not playing the victim card here. I'm simply saying I've been through the hell for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
To then come after how I physically look. I would never, and I have never.
Never
acted that way to her.
And ironically, this conversation I had with her went down on January 6th.
January 6th, not a good day for her.
And so I just sent her a text. I go, clear, or a DM. And I said, clearly January 6th is not a good day for you.
And did she ever respond?
It didn't go over well. Let's just put it that way.
It didn't go over well.
I'm just happy to be done. Like I said, I felt like I took the biggest dump of my life. And as I once
said, that's actually what I woke up to, that tweet.
Oh, did you? Okay. As I once said in a tagline, the best thing about starting over is never looking back.
And that's how you feel, really.
That's how I feel. This is how I feel. It's a long time coming. Eddie is hugging me and clapping and doing all the things that I told you so, all of that. So I wish them all the luck in the world. I hope that their show is successful. I want everybody to be successful. I want my friends, I want my enemies to be successful. I don't care. You put in the hard
There's
work.
There's room for everybody.
There's room for everybody.
So. But the exact writing is two tea holes have nothing on Shannon Bedore, Vicky Gunvalson, and Doug Budin live. We know what show you'll be watching.
Yeah.
In response, Tam screenshotted the story and wrote on X. I always want to say Twitter, but
I know
on X. My friend, my soulmate, my sister, my ass. I feel like I've just taken the biggest dump of my life. So relieved. And then somebody accused Tam of setting up the drama for Real Housewives of Orange County. Come on, you guys.
No. And then I had a good comeback.
What was your comeback?
We'll see who's filming next season.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate. And, you know, it did upset my stomach for the day, but it was something that had to have been done. You know, 2024, I don't want toxic people in my life. I don't want toxic friendships, I should say. You know, I don't want people talking behind my back. Yeah. I just don't want that. You know, the show is a whole nother animal. But off the show, me, Shannon, and Vicky, there was a lot of shit talking about me. And I had a conversation with them and said, if I find out one more time, this is when I got back from Scotland, that you have talked shit behind my back, I'm done. Yeah. And it came back to me that something was said and I'm done.
And I think that's the thing. I mean, regardless of everybody that's in this heated type of situation, we're all talking shit and it all gets messy from time to time. But I do think there's a certain level of when somebody's your true friend, like I can 100% say, I don't sit around talking shit about you.
No.
If you and I have any sort of like disagreement, we confront it. We go through it because that's what adult human beings do. You have highs and lows in your friendships and it is what it is. But I truly believe you are a good friend to me. And if you're annoyed at me, you will say it.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between having a friend group, let's say, you know, more of two, and one saying, oh God, she's bugging me today. Like that's one thing. I don't care. I'm sure I get on people's nerves.
Right.
But to go after me, my character and things like that, when I've been nothing but loyal and caring and concerned. That's
well, what about this? Where Montana Henry's writes at Vicky Gunvalson took Shannon in, cared for her. And when she broke her arm and was at her lowest, while Tamara befriended Shannon's ex new love interest while liking and commenting all over their post. Come on, Tamara. One, you were at Traitors.
When I was at Traitors, it's a complete lie. That's something that's been swirling around. I made up with Alexis. We've talked about this before at BravoCon. At BravoCon.
And then I have to ask a question. I know you don't like to talk about her, but at this point, I do need to understand a little bit why Kelly Dodd has entered the chat. Because now Kelly Dodd isn't just coming after you; she's coming after me. And I'm like, what skin do I have in this fight? Like,
because Vicky feeds her stuff to talk about. That's why. And that's all I'm gonna say. And that's what was really kind of a deal breaker to me. This is a person that's gone after me, my husband, my children, my mother. I mean, in such a disgusting way that is not even, you can't even wrap your head around it. Like, who talks like that?
Yeah.
So
for somebody who supposedly did her so dirty and said these terrible things about her, now she's going to bring her in to do more dirty work for her?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, I don't know. The whole thing feels very icky. And let's take a quick break and then we'll come back for the rest of the headlines before we get into the episodes.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy collection. in on trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
We have a couple extra questions when I just pulled up my Instagram. A lot of people asking, who am I on this trip with?
Yes, please tell us who you're on the trip with. And what trip you're on?
I am on Kyle Richards' birthday trip. We're at a place in Mexico, which after we leave this place, we will say the exact location because paparazzi ain't that nice when they be posting photos of people in bikinis and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, especially in Mexico. I've had that happen.
It's not a great angle any of the time. And then who's here? It's myself. It's our friend Nicole, who you've met.
Yes.
Jen, you know, Jana, Tina, and Morgan, and Kyle.
So, wait, how long have you gone?
We come back Thursday afternoon. I had to come back Thursday because Dove has her entrance exam into TK. Oh. It's very intense. I'm like, what kind of testing are you going to give her? She can't even write her name. Like, what kind of testing is this? They're like, 9 a.m. testing starts. I'm like.
Like over Zoom?
No, I have to go to this new school place and she has to get tested.
Wait,
like, do I give her flashcards?
Is she 4 yet?
She'll be 4 February 25th. So she'd start the new school in August, I guess.
And then kindergarten the next year?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But it's been pretty nice, relaxing. Everybody's working out on the trip. Nobody's caused drama about it.
I have a guilty pleasure to admit.
What?
I'm going to blame you. I'm going to blame Kaden. I'm going to blame Lisa Barlow. I'm going to blame all of you.
Yeah.
Diet Coke.
Ha!
I did not drink soda for 20 something years. My kids did not grow up on soda, do not drink soda. And Kaden was out and I drank diet soda. And then next thing I know, it's kind of addicting.
Yeah, no shit. It's like when you gave me a hard time about Taco Bell. You know what?
I'm not going there.
You've said other things, but I feel like there's a way. If I'm going to get you to try one bean and cheese burrito, no onions, no tomatoes, add sour cream, you're going to enjoy it.
I'm getting to the point where I'm smuggling it into the house.
No, does Eddie know about it yet?
Well, I ordered one out one day and he goes, are you? I can't believe that. What? And I go, I know, I don't know. It's happening.
Okay, the next question is, if you had to pick one to rekindle a relationship with, would it be Shannon or Vicky? Are you paused? Hello, is this thing on?
Actually, why don't you throw Gretchen in there?
Gretchen, Vicky, or Shannon?
Gretchen. Yep.
You've never even let me say her name on the pod.
Oh, because I don't need to see the reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So now I'm in a place that now I need to turn the air conditioning up. I'm getting sweating. I'm starting. I can't. Just so you guys know, I'm still so broke down. I can't get deodorant onto my left armpit. So unless I have a friend that's willing to come over and just put deodorant onto my left armpit, my left side is not the best.
Well, how are you maneuvering that in Mexico?
I mean, I haven't really done much. Luckily, they've set up like a little spot for me outside where there's absolutely no sun and I can go and read and hang and listen to music and play games and do all the things that we do, but not be in the sun and not have to be super active. So I feel like this is just a longer recovery. But the food here is delicious. All right. The next thing we need to talk about is Crystal on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills live show. Dorit says, I am a fan of Sutton, and Crystal makes a face. Dorit says it was a lesson learned with Garcelle, and Crystal says, I also felt Garcelle's pain. I know what it's like to be on that end. It happened to me in this group, so it was important to me to be there for Garcelle and let her know I support her. Crystal says no one rallied with her first year, and Dorit replies, we have discussed this. Crystal tells Dorit that she wants to sit and listen, but appreciate her apologizing, even though she didn't have the intention of hurting her. I mean, I think what do you make of all that? Well, I think, you know, Crystal saying, I'm going to have ourselves back in this because I feel how she was feeling is a way of her, without saying it, going, even though Garcelle didn't have my back when I felt a certain way about things Sutton said.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still going to do the right thing.
That is the only headline. It has been a slow news week. Actually, there has been breaking news today about Joey Gorga.
Let me check.
He stormed in on his son's wrestling match. He was actually, looked like his son was pinned down. And Joey ran out there and got into a fight with the referee saying it was unfair. And they kicked him out.
So it says Real Housewives of New Jersey star jumped from the bleachers to confront the ref after his son was pinned by the opponent. Guys, everyone needs to lay off the caffeine if this is.
Well, I remember going to sports events with my kids when they were younger, and some parents really get hyped up.
I mean, I get really hyped up, but I get hyped up from
the
stand.
But do you interfere it? The game.
Okay, on team sports, no. I will sometimes yell, what's that call, ref? You know, but from my seat. When it comes to stuff with Slate, I don't know if this is the healthiest way to do it, but she's somebody that thrives. I'm gonna sound like the worst, but she thrives with constructive criticism.
Yeah.
So it's if she does good, but then she the good score to gets an 88. And if she gets an 82, she's Mom, I know that means I'm gonna be fifth. And then she'll sit there for a little bit and she'll be was I good? And I'm yeah. And she's she can't take it. She needs more. Why didn't I get the 88?
So she's just like you.
Yeah. So she's why didn't I get the 88? And I'm well, to be honest, I don't know what you were doing in that corner. Your body was all moving around. The horse looked nervous. Then you were a little deep to this jump. But she appreciates that.
Well, that's constructive criticism.
Yeah. Cruz 1,000,000% isn't interested. He's this is how many balls I caught. This is what I got. Yeah. I don't want to hear what mom has to say.
Do we need to come up with a new reality show?
Horse moms.
Yeah.
I mean, the crazies you'd pull. You realize that that's how I know Angie. who's also joining our live show is because she is a horse mom.
Who you also have met, my next door neighbor, Megan. She also is a horse mom. I could already cast this show.
I mean, we could make it happen, and you would be shocked by the level of craziness.
I'll take another sip of my Diet Coke.
Take another sip.
Oh my God, it's gone.
Oh, the fact that you're hiding Diet Coke in there is even more concerning.
I had to put it under my sweater. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's get to girls trip, because I feel like we can blow right through this. Listen, if I brought my husband a popsicle and he gave it to someone that looked like Luann, his other popsicle would not be seeing any action for a very long time.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Like, no. Mm-mm. Then Dorinda wants to see a gigolo in action. Martin points out.
Wait, what exactly is a gigolo?
It's a male escort or social companion. Hold on. What was actually going on with Sonia this episode? Why did she have such rage?
I don't know. I never heard women talk about getting laid more than Luann and Sonia.
But
she needed a little action.
But even when they're in the Janzu relaxation therapy and they're all laughing at each other, thinking that their tits don't look the same. Like,
I know. Flotation devices.
Their flotation devices are showing. I'm like all of yours aren't. Ladies, I hate to break it to you. You all got the same fake titties and the same fake teeth. This is what happens. But Sonia's acting like this is her last day of school and she doesn't care and she's over it and she doesn't want to listen to one thing anybody has to say. Like, it's just like, I don't want it. Like, every single thing. Like, anyone could be talking and she's like, enough. We moved on. I'm done talking to you. Like,
she was a little cranky. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Why do you need to be so cranked up?
I don't know. Maybe she was sad because it was the last day and they were going home. They have to go back to reality.
Then Kristen asked what the deal breakers they have all have with women. Kristen, of course, brings it back to the show, saying she had a close friend for years who couldn't be happy for her when she was on the show. Then Sonia interrupts and asks Ramona her deal breakers. Dorinda tells Sonia that she went on for 30 minutes the night before and they listened. Why can't she listen when other people are talking? Between this and the way that Ramona talked to Martin when he lost her white bathing suit, if I was any of that crew, I would just...
Well, the real Ramona, the real Ramona finally stood up. She was very...
I want to be like, cautious. Listen, I wore that bathing suit yesterday. It's from PQ Swim. It's $129. I'm pretty sure if you look through it, you can find it. But there's also nothing unique about it, which is why I bought it. I'm a basic bitch. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
And what, are you going to wear it again right now?
I don't know. Do you have any friends who couldn't handle being on the show? Couldn't handle you being on the show?
That couldn't handle me being on the show. No, I would say nothing having to do with the show, but because I am so set in my ways about the way I feel about doing things at night, like before the show, I would like have like a weekly night that I would hang out with my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And then once the show came, I couldn't do it. I said, listen, we can pick a day that we go hiking or we do whatever, but I'm out 3 to 4 nights a week already and I cannot do it. Like, I'm being paid to be out, I will go out, but like then the next night if you want me to go out, like, I'm not your girl, but if you want someone to go to breakfast and a hike or even a boozy lunch, I'm there, but I'm tired, I'm not a late night person. And one of them took like extreme offense to it and said, like, I find that really selfish. And I mean it's taken us years, but finally I had to say, like, you have to understand, I have to protect like who I am as like an individual, and me going out every night and drinking is not the best me.
Oh, you can't do, you're a mom, your wife, like your sister, you're an asshole.
You're an asshole. Like, I got to prep all my assholeism.
I had people in my life that couldn't handle me being on the show. Didn't like me being on the show. Took a back seat. I feel like now we're all good friends. Some I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think it comes and goes. And I think it also depends. Like, there was a time which granted, I know we talk about it all the time because we have this podcast, but where it did consume me, like every conversation was like, oh, then this happened and this happened. And then I realized like, you have to stop doing this.
Yes. And I think that I will put the blame on me as well as some of my friendships, because when you're in it, the show, it really does consume your life. And that's one thing going back, I don't let it consume my life anymore.
Yeah.
And it would get to the point where I would talk about it and talk about it, talk to my friends about it. And of course, all your friends want to know, like, what's going on? And then you talk about it and they're like, oh, that's all she talks about.
Yeah. They want to know. But then like, then once they hear it all the time, it's like, that's all she's got.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Back to Girls Trip. I think once we get to the astrologist, I didn't even get to hear one thing she said. Did she even say anything other than like, you know what, Kristen and Kelly, they seem to either not get along or get along. I'm like, I could have given that reading.
It was all a crock of shit. Like Kelly this? Kelly and Kristen are similar personalities. They couldn't be more opposite to me.
I think that astrologist single-handedly ruined astrology for me. When she said Ramona was the most diplomatic, I was like, what's your name and what's your email? I'm going to need to learn a little bit more about you and who sent you these lines. But then we get to parts that I like Luann FaceTiming the pirate Tomas. I miss when he looked like a pirate. He looked like a regular guy now.
A regular guy. But then I'm going to throw it out here. the girls trip is starting to feel a little stale to me. I feel like at this point they're saying and doing things, like certain things, just for the show. You know what I mean? Just
I have to say this. I'm not a producer. I'm not in charge here. But I think having an entire cast that was once together or pieced together isn't where the fun girls trip happens. Like, I think why there was magic in the one with you or the one that Kyle did is because it was so many mismatched personalities that don't know each other, don't know what to expect. They expect they're going to have these relationships because of what they've seen on TV, and they come in and it's different. And I like that. And I mean, even Cynthia getting her feelings hurt because she thought she would go in with her best friend and it would be this closeness, and then it wasn't. Like, all of that is real. But like what we're seeing here, these women just seem like, I don't know.
I mean, like, I get it. They were taken off air and people were pissed off and they were mad about it. So they gave them a chance with Ultimate Girls Trip to do that, which I think is really cool, doing a legacy show. I just felt like it just got a little stale. Like, I don't know. I don't know that we needed to reenact or recreate the Scary Island and go back to the same place. Like, I would rather just see them do the legacy show in New York. Like,
yeah, if we're going to do that, then that's really do it.
I don't know. I think I actually would like to see those girls in New York doing, you know, maybe a 6-episode, you know, Real Housewives of New York legacy, not Ultimate Girls Trip legacy. I don't know.
I don't know. But then we get Sonia tells Ramona that they both know they're getting laid when they get home. Ramona says that the other ladies can use their hands. Sonia questions why Ramona doesn't use a vibrator. Are you team vibrator or no vibrator when necessary?
Vibrator.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm team cock ring always. Get it on Amazon. They're pink, disposable.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. You haven't tried the pink disposable cock rings on Amazon?
For yourself?
No, it's for your partner to use.
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about...
But I'm just asking in general. Oh, do you like an additional thing?
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, but you're fine to say that you're going to use a vibrator, but you'd hate to say that would you use a cock ring?
I don't talk about marital sex.
You know what? Sometimes when we're talking, I just want to take the biggest dump of my life and never feel better about it. either way, I could have done without Luann. You know, I'm happy that she hooked up with Manu. Hold on. We also have to talk about how comfortable Luann is smoking a full-blown cig on camera. That is like pretty unheard of. Very rarely.
Especially in the housewife world, they'll do that. I mean, the footage shows that she hooked up with the chef, and then was he walking around naked?
Yeah, but I have to say he looked better with clothes on. I could have done without seeing his butt. I don't need to see his bare butt. It was full salt burn. Like, is happening here? And
did he not realize that there was a camera there?
Of course he realized there was a camera there. He thought that was his best shot. I was like, oh, for the love of men's pale butts.
Okay, so real quickly, how would you rate the 4 Ultimate Girls Trip that have aired? Season 1 was with Kyle. Were they in the Bahamas or I don't know, Turks and Caicos? I can't remember they were. And then season 2 in the Berkshires with that's the one I was on. And then we went to the what was the other one with the Miami girls?
They went to Thailand.
And then most recently, the New York girls.
Okay, I have to say for sure my favorite, and sorry Tam, it's not you, but my favorite was the very first one because it felt the most just like the girls having fun. There wasn't that much fighting. It was more just like haphazard, like the way the women tried to connect. So I loved that because I got to see a different side of every housewife. Uh-huh. My second favorite one was yours because then it was like, it was messy. There was enough mess, but there was also enough like respect and like appreciation of each other that you kind of got to get through it. And then I guess legacy. And then, I mean, Thailand to me was brutal. Like I don't think that I remember enjoying one episode of Thailand. Well, I mean, maybe Candace wearing that outfit and doing the dance, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah, I can't. It's a blur to me, but I'm going to say I think I enjoyed mine before first, not just because I was in it.
Humble
not
brag.
No, I just enjoyed it better. And then, of course, the one in Turks and Caicos. Then it's kind of a tie between Ultimate Girls Trip, I mean, New York Legacy and Thailand. Is that which one? I can't remember.
Yeah, but question, do you think we are never going to see the Carolyn Manzo one? Do you think that's gone? Because now I've seen that. I mean, we're not going to fully talk about this, but we've seen it go. It's shit's hit the fan all over social media when it comes to Brandy. She did something with Bryce Sander. How this has really effed with her, and I'm not belittling her experience or any of those things. Like, I truly do believe she thought she was coming in to do the same job she's always done. But yeah. The problem is we don't live in a world that we always have lived in. So,
yeah, I get that. But, you know, I'm not one to say somebody's guilty before we have all the evidence. So the one thing is like all every girl in the cast is sticking up for her. They were all there. I don't know. We haven't heard. Yeah. You know, it's difficult in Brandy's situation. Like,
it's your tongue tied. Yeah. You're tongue tied. You're in a situation. I hope that we get to see it play out. I just don't know that we are going to, because once too many things get crossed, I don't imagine it's going to happen. I do think Brandy is excellent television.
We have a group chat still from our season 2 Ultimate Girls Trip, and
you guys all talk.
Yeah, we all chat on there, and just from, you know, she's having like almost autoimmune issues from the stress, and her skin is swelling, and she's got welts on her face. It's sad. I don't want to see anybody go through that.
Yeah, nobody wants to go through hell. But you guys, we have to wrap on that note. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure that you get live show tickets to our show, but go to Ticketmaster.com and see us January 25th in San Francisco. San Francisco.
And we're going to try not to end up in Alcatraz.
We'll see how that goes.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.